This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Saha responding to lawmakers' queries in House of Representatives. National Assembly draws government's attention to public issues affecting poor communities, farmers and squatters. Nepal's men's cricket team defeats China by 221 runs in Asian Games qualifier. Nepal's women's cricket team fails to qualify for Asian Games after defeat to China. And Ebola spreads rapidly in Congo. Over 246 deaths and more than 1,000 suspected cases reported. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Saha is currently responding to questions raised by lawmakers in today's meeting of the House of Representatives following long-standing demands from opposition parties for his presence in Parliament to answer queries on government policies and programs. During this session, the Prime Minister urged the Speaker to allocate sufficient time for MPs to raise their questions. In response, the Speaker instructed lawmakers to keep their questions brief and within a 2-minute time limit. Meanwhile, lawmakers in the National Assembly have drawn the government's attention to various issues affecting poor communities, farmers, workers and squatters. In today's meeting, lawmakers raised concerns over drinking water shortages in the Tarai region, electricity supply problems in Karunali and the implementation of the Human Rights Commission's report on the Gen Z movement. They say the drinking water crisis in Madhis has become severe, with water available only after digging up to 400 feet and making access difficult for economically vulnerable families. They further highlighted problems of low voltage and unreliable electricity supply in Karunali and urged the government to ensure regular and adequate power distribution. The National Assembly members also called for effective action on issues related to squatters. The private sector has welcomed the government's decision to increase capital expenditure and budget for next fiscal year, saying it will help boost economic activity. President of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Anjun Shrestha, said higher spending on infrastructure, tax relief measures and information technology would support private sector growth and strengthen the economy. Representatives of the Confederation of Nepalese Industries and the Nepal Chamber of Commerce also welcomed the budget, particularly the allocation of around 400 billion rupees for physical infrastructure development and its focus on integrated urban development. Health Minister Nisa Mehta has stressed the need for stronger tobacco control measures and effective implementation of existing laws to address the growing health risk associated with tobacco use. In a message on the occasion of World No Tobacco Day, she urged tobacco users to quit the habit and warned the public against using e-cigarettes, vapes and other nicotine products in the name of fashion or modernity. The Health Minister noted that around 29% of Nepal's population uses tobacco products and more than 39,000 people die each year from tobacco-related causes. She also expressed concern over marketing strategies targeting young people and called for greater collaboration among stakeholders to discourage tobacco use. According to the World Health Organization, around 40 million children aged 13 to 15 worldwide use at least one tobacco product. The World Health Organization has warned that the growing use of tobacco and nicotine products among young people poses a serious public health challenge. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The rapid spread of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo has created a deeply alarming situation. The medical charity Medics Sans Frontiers, MSF, has warned, according to the BBC. MSF Deputy Director Dr. Alan Gonzalez, speaking 2 weeks after the outbreak was declared, said that never before had so many cases been recorded rather so quickly. The warning came as World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus visited the eastern province of Ituri, the worst affected area, to review virus containment effort. More than 1,000 suspected Ebola cases have now been reported in the Congo, with at least 246 deaths. Neighboring Uganda has also confirmed 9 cases and 1 death. The WHO has reportedly said that ongoing conflict in Congo is hampering response efforts. Public health messages are being broadcast through radio and television and displayed at airports, delivered in local languages as well as French. Clashes between football fans and police across France have led to more than 400 arrests following PSG's victory in the Champions League final against Arsenal. According to the BBC, thousands of police officers were deployed to control the unrest, which disrupted bus, train and rail services in the capital, Paris. Fireworks and flares were set off during the celebrations, while several police officers were injured in the clashes. Police used tear gas to disperse crowds in the city centre. The celebrations turned violent for a second consecutive year after PSG's previous European triumph also triggered unrest that turned deadly. Now, sports update. Nepal have begun their Asian Games men's cricket qualifying campaign with a dominant 221-run victory over China in Singapore today, chasing a target of 314 runs. China were bowled out for 92 runs in 19.2 overs. Shen Jianjing top scored with 31 runs for China. For Nepal, Kushal Molla claimed 3 wickets, while Sandeep Lamichhane and Sumpal Kami took 2 wickets each. Earlier, Nepal posted 313 runs for 2 wickets in 20 overs. After being invited to bat, Kushal Vartel starred with an unbeaten 129 runs off just 43 balls, hitting 5 fours and 16 sixes. He also struck 6 sixes in a single over. Kushal Molla contributed 85 runs and captain Rohit Pauwel remained unbeaten on 69 runs. The total is Nepal's second highest score in T20 cricket, behind the 314 runs scored against Mongolia at the previous Asian Games. With the win, Nepal have strengthened their chances of reaching the semi-finals. Nepal placed in Group A alongside Malaysia and China, with the top 2 teams advancing to the next stage. Meanwhile, Nepal's women's cricket team have failed to qualify for the Asian Games after suffering a narrow defeat to China and the qualifiers. In a rain-shortened 7-over match, Nepal scored 50 runs for the loss of 5 wickets. Under the DLS method, China were set a revised target of 43 runs and reached it on the final ball of the match. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in Gundaki, Lumini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, as well as the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kushi and Bagmati provinces. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over Madhya province and the Tarai regions of Kushi and Bagmati provinces. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall, snowfall, accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the country. There is also a possibility of gusty winds at a few places in the Tarai region of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balin Rasai responding to lawmakers' queries in House of Representatives. National Assembly draws government's attention to public issues affecting poor communities, farmers and squatters. Nepal's men's cricket team defeats China by 221 runs in Asian Games qualifier. Nepal's women cricket team fails to qualify for Asian Games after defeat to China. And Ebola spreads rapidly in Congo. Over 246 deaths and more than 1,000 suspected cases reported. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.